beings or spirits. It's available and accessible at all times, requiring only our intention and willingness to make contact with those beings that reside there. In this alternate non-physical reality, you'll find ancestors, archangels, ascended spiritual masters, religious figures, deceased loved ones, fairies, and, for our purpose, of course, spirit animals. The term spirit guide, also known as a helping spirit or guardian spirit, is a term for any of these spiritual beings that help us with guidance, protection, inspiration, and healing. Those spirit guides that show up in animal form are called naturally animal spirit guides, or sometimes simply spirit animals. In shamanic and indigenous cultures, they're usually called totem animals or power animals. Terms that are often used interchangeably, although there are some important differences in meaning. A totem animal is typically a spirit animal that is shared by a family, clan, or group. In many indigenous cultures, the family or clan you are born into has a totem animal. In modern societies, various groups also have communal totems. For example, sports teams such as the Chicago Bears, or clubs such as the Elks Club. A secondary meaning for totem animal is a figurine or other likeness of a particular animal. Whether we're aware of it or not, as parents, we often give our children totem animals like stuffed teddy bears or bunny rabbits to give them comfort. The term power animal has its origins in shamanism. Power animals are very personal and specialized animal spirit guides. The shaman or shamanic practitioner acquires early in their initiation into their practice, one who travels with them wherever they go, particularly when they do a shamanic journey, which is an altered state of awareness in which the practitioner sends his soul or consciousness into non-ordinary reality to receive teachings, guidance, and healings. However, what I found is that most anyone can develop a relationship with a power animal, whether or not they're a shaman or shamanic practitioner, or even have any interest in shamanism. A power animal can come to you in meditations, visions, dreams, or shamanic journeys. If you're interested in exploring this further, I'd suggest my book Power Animals, which comes with a CD that guides you through such a journey. So, how do we get messages from these spirit animals, or for that matter, any spirit guides? Well, there are four major ways or avenues of perception: visual, auditory, kinesthetic, or cognitive. With practice, you'll discover that one of these pathways is the strongest and feels the most natural, with a secondary one that works fairly well, while the ones that aren't as strong will often develop with time and practice. Visual, for example, is when you see a dolphin a few yards from shore, or a crow that lands a couple of feet away and looks right at you. Or the animal spirit guide may show up as an image in your mind's eye or in a vivid dream. Auditory is when you hear an animal's call or the voice of an animal spirit guide in your mind giving you some directives or advice. It can also be any sound in the environment that triggers a thought about a particular animal. Kinesthetic is when you feel or sense the presence of a spirit animal, sometimes called a gut feeling or intuition. Cognitive is simply a knowing. You just somehow know that an animal spirit guide is triggering the thoughts that you're thinking at any given moment. It's also sometimes called inspiration or insight. So unless you're already aware of which of these channels is your primary avenue for spiritual input, what you can do for the next several days is carefully observe how you make the simplest of choices. What are the most important considerations about where you live? How it feels? How it looks? Or that it makes sense? How do you shop for things? How do you decide what to wear on any given morning? As you observe yourself, you begin to notice that